This week in the Missouri Senate, we review another of our state's new laws.
House Bill 1912.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that House Bill 1912 be taken up third reading and final passage.
House Bill 1912 modifies provisions relating to the taxation of pass-through entities. This new law took effect on August 28th. Senator Andrew Koenig of Manchester handled this measure on the floor of the Missouri Senate.
This is the SALT parity bill. In the Senate substitutes, there's just a technical fix. I did not attach any other bills to it. Wanted to get this fixed for the businesses of the state of Missouri. One thing it does is it does some cleanup language with the practice between the Department of Revenue and some of the CPAs to make this work better. If there's an entity of an LLC who wants to opt out, it would allow that to take place.
Missouri senators also continue to look back on one of the more intensive issues that was discussed during this year's regular legislative session.
The Missouri State Senate held a 50-plus hour filibuster.
Missouri voters will see six different ballot questions when they vote in November, some of which are the result of initiative petitions, and others are there because of the Missouri General Assembly. For the second consecutive year, lawmakers spent time talking about ways to change the current method by which people can put questions onto the ballot in our state. Proponents say it would streamline elections and keep certain things from foregoing the legislative process. Opponents say this would take away more Missourians' rights and involvement in the electoral process. Senator Tracy McCreary of St. Louis County says some Missouri senators took great lengths to keep Senate Joint Resolutions 74, 48, 59, 61, and 83 from becoming reality.
We were standing up to defend democracy and making sure that the one person, one vote process will be in place. The initiative petition process that is citizen-led has been in place since 1907, and I and my other Senate colleagues didn't think we should be making it harder for citizens to have their voice heard at the ballot box. So the filibuster set the state record, and we're really proud to have defended the process that has worked for so long in the state of Missouri.
In the meantime, Missouri senators continue to pre-file legislation for the next regular legislative session. Pre-filed bills will start to receive their official numbers on December 1st. The first regular session of the 103rd General Assembly will begin in January. With a new General Assembly will come some new faces in the Missouri Senate. The first step toward putting new members into place will come in early November, when both senators and senators-elect will meet in the Capitol to decide new leadership for the next 2 years. Following this, members and staff are scheduled to take part in orientation training. There will be 10 new faces in the upper chamber next year. There are 34 Missouri senators altogether. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.